distributed solar power is important in the state of Florida because it diversifies our energy sources and allows for the utilization of solar power at the direct commercial or home residential area. So you're not having to run substantial amounts of power from big centralized power plants long distances where you get power drops to the each remote utilization of the solar of power. So solar power is distributed solar power is important for Florida because it helps diversify our energy sources and it potentially could employ tens of thousands of people.
Now, talk to me a little bit about the challenges that solar companies like yours face in the state of Florida.
Well, first and foremost, the biggest challenge is the fact that the legislature and the governor and the Public Service Commission is essentially in the back pocket of the investor-owned utilities. That's the first problem. We cannot get Florida out of the solar dark ages without having all parties at the table to arrive at an energy policy. We have no energy policy currently in the state.
And more specifically, there's Florida laws that keep you guys from being able to directly sell energy created, correct?
Well, yeah, that is correct. That's part of the policy issue. That's called a power purchase agreement. Only utilities can sell power. That's based on the president of BW Ventures. And so that is one of the challenges, but just basic issues beyond that revolve around the lack of interest of the political leadership due to political payoffs to keep a compromise. I'll give you an example. Several other big Republican states, whether it's Georgia, North Carolina, or Arizona, have either renewable energy policies, renewable portfolio standards, or they have policies which promote industries such as solar, like Georgia. And these are Republican states. And they basically all came to a compromise whereby the renewable energies such as solar were divided between distributed, which is commercial buildings and homes, and utility scale, which is utilities. This state of Florida, we can't even do that because of the fact of the influence that the investor-owned utilities have over policy and the Public Service Commission.
What type of solar panels are going on the Great Bay Project?
That's a good question. That's a great question. The bottom line is that this project is all American. It's all American Suniva panels, all American SMA America inverters, all locally sourced rails and clipping for the panels. So it's an American story. So it's an employment story regionally and locally, whereby over 30 people will be employed on our side on this project. It will be the largest commercial solar power system in the state of Florida. To give you some perspective environmentally, close to 44,000 tons of CO2 will be offset with this system over the life cycle. That's 25 to 30 years. That's the equivalent of planting over 1.1 million trees.